بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم وصلی اللہ علی النبی الکریم رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی. The theme for the present talk is living with God. Living with God is the highest state of living. God is Lord of the universe. God is the creator and sustainer. God is everything. God is source of all kind of goodness. So living with God means living with all kind of goodness. Living with God means living with beauty, living with eternity, living with universal peace, living with all kind of happiness, living with all kind of solace. So it is very important everyone should learn the art. Everyone should learn this art, how to live with God. It seems to be a difficult task. But it is not. I can say that living with God is the easiest task. Why? Because everyone is living with something. It is nature. It is natural urge to live with something. For example, people live with their business. Everyone lives with his children. Everyone lives with his economic interest. So what is this? All these things in which people are living, that is creature. So people are already living with creature. So what is required only to shift a focus? Shift your focus from creature to the creator, and you will be able to live with God. Everyone is already living with creature, God's creation. So it requires only shift a focus. Shift your focus with creature to creator, and then you will be able to live with God. So it is easiest task. Let us take the example of sun and light. Everyone lives in sunlight. Sunlight is, sunlight is must for our life. So everyone enjoys sunlight. Then if you know sunlight, if you enjoy sunlight, then it is very easy to know sun, to discover sun, to live with sun. So this is the case of God. When you are living in creature, shift your focus and you will be able to live with God. So it is very, very easy task. There is no difficulty at all. Now, I would like to give an example from the Prophet of Islam. You know, the Prophet started his mission in Mecca in 610 AD. Then, after 13 years, he was compelled to leave Mecca. So he migrated from Mecca and settled in Medina. It was a very, very difficult journey. It was 30-mile journey, and at that time, 30 mile was very difficult journey. And the enemy of Mecca were chasing him to find him and to kill him. So he took refuge in a mountain, that was Mountain Saur. So he took refuge in a cave of Mountain Saur. At that time, when he was in this cave, Abu Bakr was with him. Only Abu Bakr was with him, no third person. So what happened? Abu Bakr Siddiq noticed that the enemy reached to the mouth of cave. They were helpless at that time. So Abu Bakr Siddiq said, "O Prophet, they reached here also." Prophet said, "Inna Allah ma'ana. God is with us. God is with us." The same event is narrated in Hadith, and we find that at that time Prophet also said that, "Ya Abu Bakr, ma zannuka bisnain Allahu salisuhuma." O Abu Bakr, although we are two, but we have also a third, that is God Himself. So this was the experience of the Prophet. So what was the secret behind this? Why Prophet said that God is with us, Inna Allah ma'ana? It was the miracle of it was not a miracle. It was a simple thing. I would like to give here an example to understand this point. You know, when an astronaut reached to the moon and descended on the surface of moon, So when he returned from moon, he said in an interview that at that time when I was alone on the surface of moon, completely unknown, so in that loneliness, I experienced very unique thing. He said that I felt the presence of God. I felt the presence of God. So what was this experience and why was this experience? The secret behind this was that at that time everything was reduced to him. Everything became absent to him. So I can say that God is with us. God is everywhere. God is omnipresent. God is omnipresent. God is everywhere. But how we fail to understand his presence? Because there are some barriers, some walls between us and God. There are our buildings, there are our family, there are our children, there are our friends, there are our business. All these things serve like a barrier, like a wall between us and God. So when that astronaut was standing on the surface of moon, he was completely alone. There was no barrier, no business, no house, no motor car, no friend, no family. He was completely unknown. So all those barriers were absent at that time. So when all the barriers were absent, then he was face to face with God. The only thing which is required to live with God is to remove all those barriers. Remove all those barriers. So that astronaut, when he reached to moon, to compulsively all those barriers became absent under compulsion. So at that time, there was only two beings, he himself and God. So all those barriers were removed. So he easily felt the presence of God. This is the secret. Already we are living with God. Because God is everywhere. God is omnipresent. But at the same time, you are living with some barriers. Some barriers. So if you are able to minus all these barriers, you are able to remove all those barriers, then you will find that you are in the presence of God. This happened with Prophet. When he was in the cave of Mount Thor, at that time all those barriers were removed. There was no barrier. He was alone. So, because all those barriers were removed, so instantly he felt the presence of God and said in the Lahmana, God is with us. I think this is the simple formula. everyone who want to live with God, he must remove all those barriers. All those barriers. And again, it's not a mysterious thing. I think it involves a very simple formula. That is simple living, high thinking. Simple living, high thinking is removing all those barriers. I have adopted this formula, simple living, high thinking. So I always live in the presence of God. I always live with God. Because there is no barrier between me and between God. I have adopted a very simple mode of life. I have nothing except bare needs. I have no compassion. I have no passion. I have no urge. Except what is bare need. So this is simple living. So I think that this is the only formula for those persons who want to live with God. Adopt this formula, simple living, high thinking. And you will find yourself in the presence of God. Let us take another example. If someone is walking in the jungle, he is alone, and suddenly he notices that there is a tiger in the nearby bush. So this experience is like a storm for him. At that moment, all of his attention is centralized. There is no focus other than tiger. There is no attention other than tiger. So, this experience removes all those barriers. So at that time, he knows nothing but tiger, nothing but tiger. The same is required for the creator of tiger. If you experience this kind of feeling when you see a tiger in a jungle, adopt this experience by your contemplation that I am with God. I am with creator of tiger. Then you will experience the same feeling. There is a hadith, Ta'budillah karnaka tarah. Worship Ta'budillah karnaka tarah. Worship with full concentration. Worship with full concentration and you will find yourself in the presence of God. In this hadith you can find that concentration is the must. It is concentration that removes all those barriers. When you concentrate your attention to a single point, then all barriers are removed. As far as your thinking is concerned, as far as your feeling is concerned, as far as your mind is concerned, at that point of time, when you have concentrated to a single focus, At that point of time, all these barriers are absent. They are removed. So it is highly possible to remove all these barriers by concentration. And if you are able to remove all those barriers, then you will feel that you are living with God. So it is an easiest task. There is no difficulty at all. There is a very relevant hadith, verse. There is a very relevant verse in the Quran. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ God is with patient people. God is with patient, who are people of patience. God is with those who are people of patience. Why patience is so necessary? Why patience is so necessary in this regard? Because it is patience that makes you able to remove all those barriers. You are living in a world where you are living in a jungle of thought, in a jungle of things. Everywhere there are something around you. There are your family, there are your friends, there are your house, there are your car, there are society, there are institutions, so many things. So when you want to concentrate on a single focus, then it requires great patience. It requires great patience. Without patience, you cannot concentrate to a single point. And concentration is the key formula to experience that kind of feeling. So, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. This verse is repeated in the Quran several times. God is with those who are people of patience. So patience is required. Without patience, you cannot attain this experience. Patience is must. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Then there is a very relevant reference in the Quran. Here I would like to quote that reference. According to the Quran, when God created Adam as a first man, so God settled him in paradise. In paradise. And God said, live in this paradise, enjoy everything, but لا تقرب هذه الشجرة فتكون من الظالمين. In that paradise, there was a tree that was a forbidden tree. So God said that, don't eat fruit of this tree. Everything is for you. You can enjoy everything, without any restriction. But there was only one tree, that was forbidden tree. So God said, don't eat the fruit of this forbidden tree. So what was this forbidden tree? Forbidden tree was just a symbol of distraction. So it is required for man who want to live in Jannah, who want to live with God, to save himself from distraction. That forbidden tree was a symbol of distraction. So at the beginning of history, it was beginning of human history. So at the beginning of history, God gave this lesson to man, this direction to man. The most important thing for your development is to save yourself from distraction. Distraction. So that forbidden tree was a symbol of distraction. This you can see in the Quran in a very clear manner. Now, Quran says that Allama Adam al-Asma kullaha. Allama Adam al-Asma kullaha. God by the help of God, Adam learnt the name of all things. In other words, God inculcated the name of all things in the mind of Adam. And God inculcated the name of all things in the mind of Adam. Now, what were these names? I think it was information particles. Now we know, after scientific discoveries, that human mind contains billion particles. So what are these particles? These are information particles, wisdom particles. And these particles were put in human mind at the very beginning. So Allama Adam al-Asma kullaha means by birth man has information of all things. So potentially man is knower of all things. Now what is required? Only to turn this potential into actual. So the issue is unfolding of your mind. Education or learning means unfolding your mind. So it is an automatic process. It is an automatic process. By nature, this process is interwoven in our mind. Only distraction can become an obstacle. Distraction. Save yourself from distraction and there is no obstacle. The unfolding process will continue endlessly. This I found in the Quran, that every human being has all kind of information in his mind. So potentially we know everything. So what is required is only unfolding rather than inculcating. So this process of unfolding requires non-stop continuity. And what is obstacle? That is a distraction. If you keep yourself from distraction, then by nature your mind will be unfolded every time. You are born as a man, but after unfolding you become a superman. Every man is potentially a superman. But it requires unfolding. It requires to turn your potential into actual. So when you become a superman, you are able to live in the presence of God. You are able to live in the neighborhood of God. Because there is a verse in the Quran that the wife of Pharaoh accepted Moses' religion, and then Pharaoh was king of Egypt also. He was the husband of that lady. Her name was Asiya. So Asiya accepted the religion of Moses. So Pharaoh became angry. He said, I will kill you. So at that time he prayed. He said, O God, Rabbi Bili Baitan Indaka fil Jannah. O God, give me a home in your neighborhood. Give me a house in your neighborhood. So this is living with God. In this world, in pre-death period, who you live with God, you live with God intellectually, and in the hereafter you will be able to live with God physically in actual sense. This is paradise. One paradise is in this world and the other paradise is in the hereafter. When you are living with God in this world, you are living in paradise, because paradise is neighborhood of God. So this is the crux of the life, of the philosophy of life. This is the crux of the philosophy of life. So that forbidden tree was a symbol of distraction. So save yourself from distraction. What are distractions? When you focus your mind other than basic needs, that is distraction. When you focus your mind to other than basic needs, then there is distraction. So all those comforts, all those luxury, all those shopping, all those outing, all those hoo-ha culture, all these things are distraction. So if you need to live with God, you have to save yourself from these distractions. Otherwise, there is no other formula. No other formula is available in this regard. So this traction is very, very crucial in this journey. Distraction is very, very crucial in this journey. You have to be alert. You have to concentrate yourself every time to your goal, and that is living with God. This is your goal. So concentrate this point and save yourself from distractions. Then you will be able to live with God in this world. In psychological sense, and you will be able to live with God in the hereafter, in physical sense, in the neighborhood of God, that is paradise. So this is the key point. Then there is a chapter Atteen in the Quran. It says that لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. We created man with the best mold. Then we cast him down to the lowest of the low. It means that man was created with great potentials to live with God. Man was created with great potentials to live with God and then to live in Jannah, in paradise. But due to distraction, he failed. Here also, what is crucial is distraction. لَقَدْ خَلَقْتَ الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. We created man with the best mold. Then we cast him down to the lowest of the low. So man is a very, very special creation of God. Man has all kind of potential. The only thing which is required is to save yourself from distraction. It is distraction that kills you. It is distraction that makes you case of failure. And at that time when man was created and put in paradise, so there was a forbidden tree. So according to my study, this forbidden tree was a symbol of distraction. God said, لا تقرب هذه الشجرة. Don't go near to this tree. So it is very easy to live with God. Very easy to live with God. Now, I would like to add one more point, that already we are living in air and water, in sunlight, and all those things. What is required is only to live with active mind. With active mind. We are already living with sunlight. So we have to remember the creator of sunlight. Then we find suddenly ourselves in the presence of God. We are living with food, but who is creator of food? Remember this. We are living with food, but who is the creator of food? It is God who has created all these foods. So remember this. And at once you will find yourself with God. You are already living with what was created by God. It requires only to shift your focus. Shift your focus to the Creator. Every day we see green trees. They are very beautiful. They provide very beautiful scene. But who is creator of these trees? Who is creator of these green trees? So remember this, contemplate this. Only through contemplation you can find the presence of God. Contemplation. So when you see green trees, contemplate, think. Go to tadabbur and tafakkur. And you will discover that it is God who created all these green trees. And at once you will feel that you are living with God. Previously you are living with creature. Now you will feel that now I am living with the Creator, that is God. So what is required? Only a state of mind, only contemplation, only thinking, only concentration. Otherwise we are living with God. Already we are living with God. God is everywhere. But we fail to contemplate. We fail to understand. We fail to active our mind. It is only awakened mind that can be blessed with this experience. Only awakened mind can be blessed with this unique experience. So I think that awakening of mind is most important thing. Awakening of mind is most important thing in this regard. Then there are God's words, scriptures. All these things are helper. All these things are supporters to you. So you have to read the Quran. You have to study Quran. Then you have to read Hadith literature. Then you have to read the Prophet's life. Then you have to read the life of the companions. So when you study all these things, these people have attained this experience. Quran is an ideology who gives you direction. Quran is a book of ideology. Quran gives you the direction, the formula, the principle. And Prophet and his companions were those who attained this experience. They were living with God. So when we read their life, we find models, we find practical examples. So at one side, we have to read the scriptures, and on the other side, we have to read the models. Prophet and companions are model. They have attained this state of living. They were those people who successfully attained this kind of experience. So we have to read the scriptures to know the ideology, to know the principles, to know the framework, to know the theoretical framework. Then we have to study the life of the Prophet, the life of the companions. Here we will find models or examples of those persons who attained this experience. They were those persons who were living with God. So this will inspire us. It is very important. According to my experience, there are three sources of finding this kind of experience. First is your own inner ability. According to the Quran, فَعَلَمَهَا فَجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَهَا. In everyone's personality, it is instilled. All these things are instilled. So we unconsciously are aware of all these things. Unconsciously, everyone, every man and woman, are aware of all these things. Now, what is required? It is introspection. Introspection. It is thinking in ourselves. It is contemplate in ourselves to find out our inner treasure. A spiritual treasure. Then the second source is God's creature. All this nature is God's creature. God has created this nature, this world. And in everything there is his sign. An Arabic poet said rightly, وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْنْ لَهُ آيَةٌ وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْنْ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ. وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْنْ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ. In everything there are signs. In everything there are signs that God is one. There is no God but one God. So when we when we observe this nature, when we contemplate in the nature, we discover all these signs of God. This is the second source of this experience. We have inner source, there is our soul, our mind. At the same time, we are external source, there is nature. There is nature. And then the third source is scriptures and prophet's life and companion's life, as I have already said. So anyone who wants to live with God, he must avail all these opportunities. He must contemplate in nature. He must study the scriptures. He must know the life of the prophets and companions. So anyone who wants to live with God, he must study all these literature, all these signs. Then he will discover all those things. Here I would like to refer one thing. You know, in olden days, it was held that God are millions and millions. There are millions and billion God. How? Man observes that there are different things, like sun, moon, river, mountain, trees. So he observes that there are different kind of things. So he inferred. So he reached this conclusion by inference that if there are different kind of things in the world, universe, then there are many, many gods. So this observation led man to polytheism, that gods are million and billion gods. Then after observation, then we reach to the scientific era. When man reached to scientific era, then again there was observation with modern scientific method. Then Newton discovered that there are four forces that basically rule the universe. Four forces, not many, not million and billion. Only four forces govern the whole universe. But but this was not the end of the research. After 300 years research, now we know that Newton's formula is discarded, and now you know that a British scientist has discovered that a single force is mainly responsible to rule to control all the universe. He has named it single string theory. So now, after long study, we came to know that God is only one. This theory provides us a base of monotheism. This scientific theory that is called single string theory, it is a scientific base to believe that God is one. So this is This is what it is. It is this which is called, which is what is called in Islam, which is called in the Quran, tadabbur and tafakkur, or contemplation. So through contemplation you discover. Through contemplation we discover all these things. So I think that living with God needs contemplation, tadabbur and tafakkur. Through contemplation, we become able to remove all those barriers between us and God. And when we are able to remove these barriers, we find ourselves that we are already living with God. There is no distance between man and God. There is very, very beautiful line of a Urdu poet. Tum mere paas hote ho goya, jab koi dusra nahi hota. This is a line of Urdu poet. Tum mere paas hote ho goya, jab koi dusra nahi hota. It means that when there is, when I am able to remove all those barriers, then I discover that there is only you, and I discover your presence when I am able to minus all those barriers. Tum mere paas hote ho goya jab koi dusra nahi hota. So this is the key formula, and you can attain this state of mind only through contemplation, only through tadabbur, only through tafakkur. So I would like to say that the highest state of living is living with God. The highest state of living is living with God. And living with God is very easy task, because we are already living with God. There is no distance between us and God. What is required? To concentrate on one focus, to save ourselves from distraction, to adopt simple living, high thinking, to abandon all those luxury, all those comfort, all those hoo-ha culture, all those shopping and all those outing. All these things are distraction. So save yourself from distraction, and you will find that you are living with God. There is no distance. This is the simple formula. Tum mere paas hote ho goya, jab koi dusra nahi hota. This is the simplest formula. And those who were able to attain this state of living, they will be blessed, they will be rewarded paradise in the hereafter. Living with God in this world, psychologically, in this world you will live with God psychologically, then you will live with God physically in the hereafter. And that is greatest blessing for anyone. So you have to sacrifice temporary so that find eternity. This world is temporary world, and other world is eternal world. So you have to sacrifice temporary world so that you may attain the eternal world. This is the only formula. This is the only formula to attain that high kind of experience. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أجمعين.